What a difference a day made. 24 little hours.
Let's recap what happened during those 24 little hours. First, Texas Governor Rick Perry dropped out of the race and decided to endorse Newt Gingrich. Then the Iowa GOP reversed its initial call. They'd first said Mitt Romney won that caucus. Now they say Rick Santorum won. And on the heels of all this, polls show Newt Gingrich has pulled even with Mitt Romney in South Carolina. Some polls show the former speaker is slightly ahead. What does this all mean for the lone Democrat in the race? Stanley Greenberg can perhaps answer that for us. He's a leading Democratic strategist, the CEO of Greenberg Quinlan Rosner, a public opinion polling firm, and co-founder of Democracy Corps with James Carville. Stanley, thanks for joining us.
Delighted to be here, particularly because it's so enjoyable to watch the Republican side.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. It sounds like you're a little gleeful. You think yesterday was a good day for Barack Obama?
Every day. The first point of strategy for Democrats would be, whatever you do, do not get in the way of these people who appear to be determined to throw themselves off a cliff. So strategy one, step back and just let them be who they are.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the candidates that are in the GOP race and who you think might be the best candidate, I guess, for Barack Obama to run against. Mitt Romney appears to be the eventual nominee. How does Barack Obama shape up against Mitt Romney?
Well, first of all, I made the assumption that Mitt Romney was a strong candidate. He was a governor, you know, at least plausibly a successful governor in a Democratic, you know, state, passed, you know, healthcare reform, moderate, could appeal, you know, to the independents and in the middle. So he seemed to be a strong candidate, but he looks very accident prone. He looks like deer in the headlights when it gets to discussing his tax returns. He's so identified with the 1% now, which is even going deeper and deeper. He's going as far to the right as he can on immigration and other issues. He's becoming a not very strong candidate, and I'm sure his campaign worries every day. You know, what mistake is he going to make today? He looks so out of touch. I mean, I can see the ads right now. You know, as he laughed and said, "Well, I had a bad year, a slow year last year. I didn't make much money last year, and it was $350,000 of speaking fees." And so,
I think it was 374.
I understated, but he's, you know, it's so out of touch at a time when the country, to be frank, I mean, we're laughing about this, but the country is smashed. The country is in great difficulty, and the middle class and working people face a great struggle. So, I'm not sure anymore, you know, who the strongest candidate will take whatever comes out of this process.
Well, we're speaking with Stanley Greenberg, who is a leading Democratic strategist, and I'm certainly not laughing at Mitt Romney, but I do take seriously is what you just talked about, the frustration of voters. And this is a frustration that's heard not just from the right, but from the left as well. Liberals, people who supported Obama in the past, who said that they won't vote for him again because they feel as though he's broken faith with them, that he's not done what he promised to do, didn't live up to the hope and change that they thought was coming when he got into office. How does he get over that?
Well, I think that's 4 months. I think that's old news. It's certainly old news in terms of the data. I do polls, and if you look at the, you know, Democrats and people who voted for Obama, he has largely consolidated back that support. It's come in part because as people watch the Republicans, but also starting last summer, he really did make a turn, and we'll see what he does in the State of the Union. But he's basically given up, you know, on being able to work with the Republicans in Congress to get things done. He said that's a dead end. He's laid out, you know, he's staked out the fact that the country is losing the middle class, and a, you know, president has to operate on the scale of a Teddy Roosevelt or Franklin Roosevelt to try to advance a future for the middle class. And he's made that his central focus. And unlike earlier periods, he appears to be staying on that same message, you know, for the last 4 months. You know, and we're hoping there'll be policies that are, you know, aligned, you know, with that. But he's, I think he's in a different place. Democrats, you know, are in a, you know, in a much different position. And I, you know, I have to tell you, when I say Democrats, you know, the Democratic Party has become a much broader and more diverse, coalition. Makes it harder to please and harder, you know, to unify. You know, it used to be that we were an urban-based, party, union-centric. The unions are still important to the party, but it is, it's now young people, it is now, minorities of any type, Latinos, African-Americans. It includes unmarried women. It includes professionals and, the most affluent, suburban voters. And so there's a broad range of people that have become part of, the Democratic coalition that produced the change of 2006 and 2008. And, he's now, I think, speaking much more directly to them. They really wanted them to stand up to the Republicans, the Tea Party Republicans, when they took control. And he didn't. He spent a year trying to work with them. And that, nearly drove many of these groups and many of these voters who rallied to him to despair.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something, Stanley, because a very interesting poll came out, since you do polling, from Public Policy. I'm sure that you saw it, in which Obama leads Romney now by 5 points nationally. But here's the sentence out of this poll summation that I found interesting. Another potential candidate, Public Policy says, Stephen Colbert, would actually hurt the president more than Romney, pulling 13% of the national vote and keeping Obama to a 41-38 margin. What do you make of that?
since I think there's as much chance that he will be on the ballot nationally as he will appear on the South Carolina ballot next week, I don't worry a great deal about it. But you are raising a serious issue, which is to say, voters are so angry at the elites. They're at both Wall Street and Washington, both parties. I worked for Bill Clinton in the election in which Ross Perot got 19% of the vote. That was an angry time, but that's nothing compared to how angry voters are, right now. And they are ready to vote, against the major parties. And we've just done a poll, Democracy Corps, in which we tried, various third party candidates. I mean, we had Ron Paul getting 18% of the vote.
And it could end up being Ron Paul with the Ross Perot of this 2012 election. Stanley Greenberg is CEO of Greenberg Quinlan Rossner, a public opinion polling firm, and co-founder of Democracy Corps with James Carville. Thanks so much, Stanley.
Jim.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.